Good morning, New Mexico. Welcome to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're broadcasting from the Santa Fe Baking Company, streaming on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santaferadiocafe.org, thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services, and we're at facebook.com/radiocafe. Later on in the program, Jonathan Richards will be here talking about the Christmas Stories Reading at Collected Works bookstore, and Rob DeWalt will be speaking of the arts. I'd like now to welcome back to the program Ben Swan. He's with the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and Humane Society, and Kelly Tribblehorn, who is the Director of Adoption at the Santa Fe Animal Shelter. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte. Thank you for having us on. Appreciate it.
So this is the holiday season. Christmas is in just over a week, and you have an event called, ladies and gentlemen, believe it or not, the 12 Strays of Christmas.
That's right. That's what we came up with. Actually, you know, the holiday
season. The S on strays has a dollar sign.
Yes, because now through Christmas Eve, we're going to have all adult animals for just $12 adoption fee. So that's something we're trying to do to entice people to come in and really make a chance to have a chance to adopt an animal, rabbit, guinea pig, cat, or dog, or anything we have in the shelter, even me, for $12.
You're only 12?
I'm sure we can have a coupon for free.
That's a really, really low and wonderful price for people who want to adopt animals. Let's talk about, because we talked about this with Bridget Lindquist the other day from the Espanol Animal Shelter, and this whole question of whether you should adopt animals to give as gifts, because, I mean, this is serious business. It's not like a Christmas cake or a pair of socks or something like that. It's a living being.
That's absolutely right. It does not come with a gift receipt. And we really want to impress upon people the importance of being ready to commit to bringing in a new family member, whether it's a cat or a dog or any animal that we have available, and make sure that they're really in the right place to do that. Has to do with, you know, vacations. A lot of people are on school break right now so that they don't just have the pet for a week and then get tired of it and need to take it back or something. This is a lifelong commitment for the life of that animal, and it's just as important that we make a good match for them so that they can get everything they need from that pet. The pet can be a part of their family, and that we find a good match for them.
So talk about matchmaking.
Well, matchmaking really is kind of an art form in itself, really. We want to talk with the adopters about what they're looking for, what their lifestyle is. Are they hikers? Are they people that would rather stay home, kind of be homebodies, so that we can really match the pet with them? So somebody who gets out a lot and wants to take their dog snowshoeing or something should get an active dog, not a small little couch dog that maybe wouldn't do so well outdoors. We want to make sure that the lifestyle matches, that the time necessary to take care of that animal is provided, so that they're not working 12-hour shifts and the animal is left alone where they aren't really getting the socialization and loving care that they do need. So it's really about an open conversation and having a lot of information just back and forth exchange so that we can point them in the right direction.
Do you find that people are truthful when they talk to you?
Oh, yeah. If you know, when you're talking with the people and it's exciting to bring in a new pet, everybody comes to the shelter wanting a cat or a dog for, you know, the happy reason, because they love animals and they want to have a companion. So when you share that joy with them, they really offer up a lot of information about, this is what I want, this is what I'm really looking for, and I want to take it hiking, and I want to do this, or I want to sit at home, and I want to snuggle with my cat on my lap all the time. And they really get into it because they know that what their needs are, and we can best meet those needs by finding out what that is.
Even cats need that love, even though they're more independent.
Certainly, yeah.
I once house sat, or sort of cat sat, for somebody, and that basically that involved, the person was away for a week, it involved going over to their house, feeding the cat, giving the cat water, patting the cat a little bit, and each day the cat, and nobody else was in the house, the cat was more and more desperate, to the point where I had to actually start bringing movies over there and sitting with the cat and giving it love. Because you leave a cat alone like that, it goes, at least that cat, it went bananas.
You don't have any curtains left after that.
Right. And a lot of people will say that they house sit or something and leave their own cats at home thinking, oh, my cats can kind of fend for themselves and be self-sufficient. But I have also heard from a lot of people that is actually the opposite, and that they come home to a shredded house or the couch is, you know, missing pieces and parts and that kind of thing, because they're social animals just as well and need to have that personal interaction with the people, and you know, they're chatting with their person, they're getting pets, they're getting love, the attention, that kind of thing, instead of a solitary confinement essentially in an apartment if they get left behind over a vacation or something like that.
But I was wanted to say that you know, we tend to focus a lot on the problems with pets, but generally pets are pretty maintenance free in a lot of ways. They're just a lot of fun to have around and to be able to. I mean, once you, especially the first few days, once you sort of get, you know, your dog or cat gets used to your routine, then they become, you know, they really do become a member of your family, and it's so much easier than most people think about having animals around the house. I mean, with my own personal case, I have 5 dogs, a few birds, and you know.
Do you have cats also?
I don't have cats. Okay. Ricky's allergic to cats somewhat, so. And my dogs love to chase cats, so unfortunately, it's not a good thing.
Yeah.
But I love cats myself.
I love dogs. Mine would like to eat cats.
Yeah, well, it's, some dogs are very good with cats. And
not Jack Russell Terriers.
Not JRTs, no. But I was going to say that, like with my own dogs, you know, I feed them when I have lunch, and then I feed them at night when I have dinner. So it's a very part of the routine, and they can become your routine. You know, it is some problem about if you go on vacation or something like that, making sure you have somebody to watch them or something like that. But that's why I bought a motorhome, so I could take all my animals with me.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. So, okay. So the 12 strays of Christmas,
yes.
That means now through Christmas Eve?
Yes.
You can come in, and for the ridiculous low, low price of $12, you can get an animal.
Right, and it's for animals.
If you qualify.
If you adult animals 1 year and older, and you know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the fee, adoption fees, and they found that, Kelly, you can back me up on this. Surveys have found that really the price that you pay for an animal doesn't have anything to do with less care of it. So you know, if you spend $100 or $10, people love the animal just as much.
Yeah.
And right now we're really trying to connect people with animals because our shelter is overcrowded. We've got lots of puppies, kittens now. Mm-hmm. Even now, we just had a stray dog come in and had 4 puppies.
Oh, yeah. Lord.
So yeah. The breeding season is just growing. You know, it's extending itself all the time.
And we've got puppies and kittens still available, so they're still coming in all the time, but they get adopted very quickly, which also leaves some of the adults that are still needing homes as well. So we really are trying to get a lot of animals adopted through the holidays and this next week, and really trying to work with people on that.
Yeah, and something I wanted to mention was that tonight, for example, we're going to have extended hours. We're going to be open until 7. So people who, you know, are working, they can come in and have a little bit more time to decide about what's the right fit.
And that'll actually be Thursday and Friday of this week and next week.
Right. And so the other thing is, you know, we also have this what we call Home for the Holidays special, which is besides the 12 days and the incredibly low adoption fee, you'll get this gift bag of treats and toys and coupons to really make it easier for your animal to become a member of your family. Like there's some training coupons and there's some biscuits in there and there's some catnip in there for cats. It's all kinds of, you know, we're trying to make it as easy as possible for people to take home.
And fun. Yeah.
We had fun filling the gift bags and we had fun getting the businesses to, you know, we have a lot of support for this program. So
and keeping the cats out of the gift bags.
Yeah. We had an incident where this one cat that roams around the shelter got into all the bags and sort of knocked all the bags over and got into the catnip and things like that.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay.
So also I wanted to talk a little bit about, you know, I was thinking of what Kelly and I were talking about, what makes a really nice holiday with a new pet and things like that. And, you know, do you... Mary Charlotte, I want to ask you, what do you give your dogs for Christmas? Do you have a special thing that you give
them?
You
know, my dogs are all, I hate to say it, and I'm sorry for those believers out there, but they're all atheists.
Well, Christmas is just for everyone. It's not just for somebody.
I don't give them anything for Christmas. They're dogs.
I
no
like
biscuits or bones or anything?
Something
no.
special?
They get fed, and they're happy because... more food falls onto the floor. on holidays because there's just more food around and more moving around and stuff like that. So they're happy dogs.
We always have a few gifts that we wrap for our dogs. And Zach's very good about ripping open the presents. The other ones need some encouragement, but they know it's theirs. I've got years full of photos of these dogs opening up presents and being happy.
So. Mm-hmm. And, of course, our local pet stores certainly will sell pet treats for Christmas.
Yes,
sure. Stuff like that.
So. And they even have Hanukkah gifts for dogs too.
Really?
Yeah, they it was they call them a little bit chewish instead of a Jewish.
Oh, ouch!
Yeah, it's a good one. So, but I did want to note that there are some dangers of pets and holidays, as you know.
Yes.
You really shouldn't give them too many table scraps. The rich food would kind of make them sick. But I'm sure that you have a very healthy diet, so probably everything off your table is good except the dark chocolate.
Well, chocolate in general, I have, I think I told this story last year, but I have a friend who had some kind of dog accident on Christmas and had to take her dog to the emergency vet. This was back east. And she said there were a whole bunch of dogs in there who'd gotten into chocolate and were all at the vet's. And one of the dogs died.
Oh my gosh.
Of a chocolate overdose. Chocolate is poison for dogs. And it's really important. And she said to the vet, what's going on here? She goes, all these dogs have gotten into chocolate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dark chocolate is especially toxic, and as is baking chocolate, you know, the stuff that you make mm-hmm. cookies out of and things. And milk chocolate is not quite as dangerous, but you shouldn't really even think about giving it to them. You know, a lot of dogs can obviously survive.
But they'll get into it. If they smell a box of wrapped up chocolate under your tree, and then you go out to Canyon Road or to church or to Christmas caroling or whatever you do, and you come back, there's a good chance that that mm-hmm. box will be ripped open and your dog will have to go to the vet.
Yeah, best to leave it on the counter out of reach.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and also everybody knows, you know, that holly and mistletoe are pretty poisonous, are extremely poisonous when eaten. So keep those things away so your dogs won't get it. And then what about candles and electric cords and Christmas trees? Watch those tails. Make sure things are secure.
And if you've got a puppy chewing through electric cords, that's not good either.
No.
Definitely be careful with your puppies. They chew everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and for those people that do get puppies at Christmas, always, you know, don't put them under the tree in the box kind of thing. It's not as classic as it sounds in the movies, you know.
You have to actually tell people that?
Well, you know, I think some people have that idea as seen in the movies, you know, put the little pop-top box with the big red bow and that kind of thing, and it's fun for the kids, but... You know, you could just as easily forget that puppy in the box under there, and there's, you know, all the cords and everything from the tree. So you want to make sure that you're really, are prepared to care for this animal, not just treat it as another, you know, gifted object.
If you put it in the box, then give the box within 30 seconds.
Exactly.
It is pretty. Right. There's nothing that beats sort of getting a gift like that, a gift of life on Christmas for your kids. And,
and it
can be a real learning experience for them about, you know, learning how to just grow up with this puppy. Or I mean, everyone has stories about how they grew up with, I'm sure most people do, about with their dog or cat, and how they each trained each other. I know that my dog trained me a lot as I grew up, and I trained him or her as well.
And know if you get a Christmas dog, you're going to have to walk it in 5-degree weather every single day between now and the time it gets warm, and that's just part of the deal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, housebreaking is important. If it's a puppy, you know, you really need to have it go outside. I used to my puppy every other hour, you know, just to make sure just to get used to it. I have a Chihuahua now. She doesn't like to go out when it's cold or wet. And all of my dogs, like the last couple of days, it's been rainy and cold. They like look out and say, no, I don't think so. I'll hold it a little bit longer.
And if we do have some puppies adopted over the holidays, we do have training classes for those that are under 4 months old. So that's also included in their adoption.
Really?
So there's everything. There's a lot of different incentive packages to get people started on the right foot with their new pet so that everything is very successful. Because we really want to try and keep the animals in the home for their lifetime. And statistics really are showing that 30% of people do get their pets through a shelter. And we're trying to even increase that you know, as time goes on so that we can support the shelter. And people getting them as gifts is another common way that people are getting those pets. So really trying to make it a success for them. Another thing that people can also do if they're really not quite ready to commit to fully adopting an animal at this time of year or whatever it may be, we do welcome donations at this time as we do year-round, and we also offer gift certificates for adoptions because we really want the family members all to have a say in what pet is going to be the best match for them. So as opposed to one person coming in and saying, I want to get this puppy for, you know, my wife or a girlfriend or something like that, we really want that person to have some say in the pet that they're getting. So we do offer gift certificates for that as well.
Very nice.
And that adoption around this time of year especially is just a magical thing. When you see this family come in and connect with a pet, with a dog or a cat that they love, and then they go home smiling, everyone smiles. It just makes it that much more mm-hmm. special.
Yes.
And in fact,
Speaking of special, a picture of a pet that Ben Swan is holding up to the microphone. I hope you can see it out there in Radio Land. It's a dog. Clarissa, tell us about this dog.
Clarissa is a beautiful dog. She's a 4-year-old pit bull mix, and there's something about her that she, you know, like a lot of pit bulls, they just kind of fall into you, and they love you. They love people, and so Clarissa is just
she's super cute.
She's super cute. She has we think that she's is a hound dog.
She's a Catahoula mix. She's got some really striking markings, kind of a blue and gray merle like that.
Yeah.
So very spotted, but just really, really different looking dog, but just
Catahoula.
A fantastic, very affectionate, curious dog, kind of nose to the ground for that hound dog, pardon her, but she's just a really different dog. I've never seen anything like her.
And she's been with us since July, so she's one of our long-term shelter residents that we'd like to find a forever home for.
So she is. She would be a good Christmas dog.
Oh yes, and yep. She's wearing a little red.
She's wearing a red vest.
So
by the fireplace.
By
no
the
less.
Fireplace. We've been trying to sort of kick up our photos with the dogs and cats, and sort of doing, you know, seasonal backgrounds and seasonal things with them. It works really well. And in fact, our ad campaign will have a different dog a day in it. Some of them are festive and some aren't quite as festive.
Some of those waiting for adoptions. And she does qualify for that special as well.
What about this beautiful cat that you're holding in your hand?
We actually do have some white cats. And white cats are a little bit hard to find in the shelters for some reason. This one is a Niho. And a Niho has one green eye and one blue eye. So kind of striking just in that sense, but he actually came from a hoarding case in Albuquerque with some of his siblings. So really starting to kind of blossom in the shelter, which is a beautiful thing to see when they actually get out of those terrible situations.
That is a beautiful, beautiful white cat. A green eye and a blue mm-hmm. eye.
What's interesting is I think we had three white cats with the same color eye, and we just adopted one. So there's two more with a blue eye and a green eye.
Yeah, he's about 9 months old. He does get along with other cats, so he's a good candidate for people that are looking for another companion for their own resident cats.
He looks like a philosopher.
Yeah,
a little bit like Bill, right?
Yeah.
Who's going to be here next week? So.
Excellent. Okay, well, Ben Swan is with the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and Humane Society, and Look What the Cat Dragged In.
Well, Look What the Cat Dragged In is our resale store. So if you have another place to go Christmas shopping, if you haven't quite made up your mind about an animal, come into the store. You'll find great things for Christmas, and you'll be supporting the animals in that way. There's so many different ways to support the animals, and that's just what we're all about.
And Kelly Triplehorn is the Director of Adoption at the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and Humane Society, which is on the web, and there's a phone number you can call.
Yes, 983-4309. And if you want to get to the adoptions counselors right away, just do extension 601. And 93-4309, and we're also on the web where you can find your best friend at www.sfhumanesociety.org.
sfhumanesociety.org. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah to both of you, and thanks for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Merry Christmas. Thank you, Mary Charlotte.
And Jonathan Richards is back in the cafe joining us. Welcome.
Well, it's nice to be here.
So you've got an event going on tomorrow afternoon at Collected Works Bookstore as we approach Christmas.
That's right. Saturday afternoon at 4 o'clock. It's going to be, well, I just did an event at the Lenzic with John Brown's Body with Bob Martin and Ally McGraw. And
which we also talked about.
Which we talked about here a week ago. And the same cast, Bob and Ally, and also Carol McGiffin, with whom I used to do a show called West End Christmas some years ago. We are going to be on hand at Collected Works at 4 o'clock, free admission, and reading Christmas stories.
Now, all kinds of Christmas stories?
Well, we have a certain lineup that we've done before. We'll probably have a few additions this year. But Bob, for instance, does an absolutely hilarious reading of a Damon Runyon Christmas story called Dancing Dan's Christmas. It's really wonderful. But we'll do some David Sedaris, some Mark Twain, some maybe some Charles Dickens. I might do Dylan Thomas, Child's Christmas in Wales, which I've done before, but people like to hear it every year. So things like that. We just a smattering of things. When we've done it in past years, we've usually finished up with the Clement Moore poem, The Night Before Christmas, or A Visit from St. Nicholas.
Right. So this is, of course, probably good for all ages, right?
Good for all ages,
even
yes.
The David Sedaris?
The David Sedaris is really hilarious, and I don't think it'll offend anybody.
He's one of the funniest writers ever.
Yeah.
So, I guess there are Christmas stories where you never thought to look for them.
Well, there are. One thing I'm thinking of putting in this year, I discovered, the great thing about the internet is, of course, you can find things you could never have found before, but I found a Mark Twain letter he wrote to his daughter from Santa Claus, also known as the Man in the Moon, and he writes a letter to little Susie Clemens saying he wants to make sure he has everything straight about what she asked for Christmas, and he'll be coming down from the moon and bringing her her presents, and instructing the servant to go and unlock the front door, but not to look out, or else he will die someday.
Unlike the rest of us. Jonathan Richards, the Reading at Collected Works bookstore is tomorrow, Saturday, at 4 in the afternoon.
That's correct. And the admission is free, so everybody just come in, and while you're there, browse around and buy books for Christmas presents.
Books make great Christmas gifts.
Well, you know, there was an article in the New York Times, I think yesterday, saying that the printed book is making a big comeback.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm very glad to hear it.
So,
for the sake, above all, of independent bookstores.
Well, exactly.
Like Collected Works Bookstore, which is terrific. Garcia Street Books is terrific. We have a handful of really great independent bookstores, which I'm noticing outlasting the
big
chains.
Yeah.
Stores. Yeah.
Well, yeah, Nicholas Potter.
Rare Books.
Rare Books, and then there are a couple of different places that sell used paperbacks. I mean, there's just...
And used books art books,
yeah.
Books and More Books on Cerrillos Road. Yeah, good point. But Collected Works Bookstore is on the corner of Galisteo and Water, just a block away from downtown Santa Fe, well, about two blocks away from the plaza. And they also have cakes and coffees and teas.
Right.
And the other day I was there, and I had about 90 seconds to buy somebody a present. And I got they have these nice, very handmade soaps and things like that. So Downtown, ladies, local shopping, ladies and gentlemen, local shopping is available for everybody. Jonathan Richards, thanks for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thanks for having me in again, Mary Charles.
We're going to take a break, and Rob DeWalt will be with us in just a moment. Please stay tuned to KSFR. I'd like now to welcome Rob DeWalt. He is with the Pasatiempo, Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexican. He's with us every Friday speaking of the arts.
Oh, God, you got me at mid-yawn. Good morning.
You just yawned.
I know.
That's so cute.
I had this sort of cold weather insomnia thing going on, so I'm not I'm not sleeping very well.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Is it really cold inside your house?
Yes. Yeah. Well, you know, that's the way...
How many dogs do you have?
That's the way my partner likes it. They sleep in the same room with us just to keep it nice and toasty. But
yeah, I was going to say, they call it a three-dog night because that's how cold it is, and you need three dogs surrounding you, and probably not dachshunds.
No. No.
Well, dachshunds are good, too.
Three big dogs who seem to be a lot warmer than I am.
So, what's going on? It's the week before Christmas. Well, it's almost the week before Christmas.
Twas almost the week before Christmas, and all through the Santa Fe Baking Company. All kinds of stuff is going on. There's some great music to listen to this week. There's holiday concerts galore, of course. But there's also... what is there? Oh, this is one of my favorites. Brown chicken, brown cow. There's a joke about it. If you say brown chicken, brown cow.
Brown chicken, brown cow.
Brown chicken, brown cow.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, they are a sort of a four-piece sort of a bluegrass ensemble, but they're a little different than just your regular four-piece. And they are playing tonight, actually. It's a Santa Fe Soul Stage and Grill out there on Fireplace Road by the Santa Fe Brewing Company at 7:30. Doors are open at 6, and you can get tickets through the Santa Fe Soul website, which is solofsantafe.com. What else is happening? Oh, this is great. This whole series of events helps the Santa Fe Children's Museum. It's the Kids at Heart fundraiser series.
Nice.
Which starts Tuesday, December 2nd at El Farol. There's going to be a dinner and a silent auction, and Sister Mary and the Canyon Road Blues Jam is going on. And then at 6 p.m. on Wednesday, the 21st, there's another dinner and a silent auction at El Farol. And Sky Redhawk and Ken Estrada are going to take the stage. And ticket information is available on the Santa Fe Children's Museum website, and all proceeds from this benefit the museum's educational programs, which I think is fantastic.
That's great.
And you can go to santafechildrensmuseum.org for details, and you can call El Farol for reservations. So that's good.
To honor the work of the New Mexico Environmental Law Center, Southwest Seminars presents a lecture by Dr. Ian Miller, paleontologist from the Denver Museum of Nature and Science, on Monday, December 19th, and the lecture is titled Snow Mastodon from the Paleocene Found in Aspen, Colorado. It's at 6 o'clock at the Hotel Santa Fe. Let's see, refreshments and relatively minor admission charge. And Snow Mastodon.
Snow Mastodon.
Snow Mastodon found in Aspen, just saying.
That sounds like a heavy metal band.
Snow Mastodon.
You know what I just watched the other night? This is Spinal Tap.
Oh, isn't that a great
movie?
That
movie stands the test of time.
It is. It's not. I guess it's kind of a holiday movie, right?
Not so much.
You know, the Celtic part, the Stonehenge, and it's like two inches tall.
Right.
It's got kind of a Celtic theme to it, parts of it, anyway. Have you heard about the second annual Santa Fe Alternative Gift Market?
Yes, we just talked to James McGrath Morris about it.
That's right.
Yes.
Mr. James McGrath Morris, who is a contributor to Paso Tiempo often.
Yeah.
Is in charge of this event. I believe last year was the first year, and since we went over it.
Yes,
we
last year was. Just so people, if they didn't hear the segment yesterday, the Santa Fe Alternative Gift Market is a place where you can go into Vargas Mall this weekend and only this weekend. You buy a gift for somebody, but it's not something that you give to them, but rather it is. Give some examples.
Let's see. You can get you can buy dental visits for children from Santa Fe through La Familia Medical Center. You can buy books for Santa Fe's public libraries. You can purchase a wheelchair for someone in Haiti, Peru, or Namibia. You can buy 4 days of social services and food for a U.S. veteran who's living in transitional housing. And I think.
So basically, instead of buying more junk for people who already have way too much junk, you buy something that's incredibly needed.
Yes.
And then a card goes to your friend or relative.
It's an altruistic gift, and it's tax deductible. You can buy a one-time or a sustainable gift. And the hours are 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Saturday, December 17th, and 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Sunday, December 18th, over there at DeVargas Center, corner of Paseo de Peralta and Guadalupe.
Right.
North Guadalupe.
Right.
Yeah.
And this Saturday on Camp Lovewave, that's tomorrow morning, tune into part two of Taryn Lovewave's interview with Governor Jesse Ventura.
Oh, yep. Brother.
It's good stuff. And also, can't escape the Cat of the Week. Felines and Friends is a local cat rescue organization, and this week's featured kitty is Salomon, who's a real lover boy. When petted and brushed, he's an easygoing cat and would be happiest in a quiet home with no small children or energetic dogs. He's a handsome Persian mix with a long black coat and large, soulful eyes. You can also visit Petco in Santa Fe. Adoption advisors, Thursdays through Saturdays from 10 to 4, and Tecatoo in Sambusco, the first Saturday of every month from 10 to 2. And you can also go to, this is their website. It's not Felines and Friends New Mexico. It's fandfnm.org.
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 You know what always gets me in the mood for Christmas is the Madrid Christmas Open House.
Madrid.
I know. I still call it Madrid.
Know.
If I lived there, I'd call it Madrid. But I don't live there, so I don't care.
All right.
But anyway, Madrid. Christmas open house has been happening for decades. And they have a tree lighting, and they have Santa, and they have stagecoach rides, and there's always lights up. And
the lights in Madrid at Christmas are second only to Las Vegas.
They're magical. They're magical. There's some sort of a weird, and I'm not sure if it's a folktale, if there's some truth to it, that Walt Disney actually paid a visit to Madrid and was inspired by the lights there. And
that's a folktale.
That's a folktale? All right. But it's a cool one.
I'm thinking, yeah.
You know. Well, they did film Wild Hogs there, which I believe was a Disney film, wasn't it? Do you remember Wild Hogs?
I'm going to go look up Walt Disney's dates right now.
Disney's dates?
Yeah.
I'm sure he dated a lot. what else do we have going on? Some openings tonight. Center for Contemporary Arts, Spectre Rips Project Space is hosting works by the artist by Malwolf, the Arts Collective. So there's going to be all kinds
of work
there.
Walt Disney died in 1966.
Yes.
Madrid was a ghost town until 1970.
Town of Lights first earned its reputation as a cheery holiday stop back in the 1920s when the depressed and dismal-looking coal smudge mine.
I thought you meant the contemporary incarnation of Madrid, which was... But don't you remember the whole town was for sale?
Yeah.
And somebody, bought pieces of... Some people banded together and bought it?
Yeah. Yeah. But it's always been sort of... I mean, it was a mining town, and then it was... And now it's just sort of a... It's an artist hub.
Okay, the 20s, I have no comment on that.
No comment on the 20s.
Go ahead.
Okay, but it's the 29th annual Madrid Christmas Open House. If you go to visitmadridnm.com, you can find out more events. And this basically runs on the weekends through Sunday, December 25th. So you have some time to get out there. And the weather's looking good for at least this weekend.
Is it?
Well, today.
What do you mean by good? It was 18 degrees when I woke up.
Well, there's cold and then there's... impassable roads. There's, you know.
Ah, good point.
A difference.
Heart Cello in the Chapel. Cellist Nelson Denman with musical friends Consuelo Luz and Joaquin Gallegos and special guest Larry Littlebird and possibly some other special guests as well will be here in Santa Fe at the Loreto Chapel on Monday, December 19th from 7 to 9 in the evening. There's no tickets. There's a donation at the door. For more information, 989-4004. And that should be a wonderful event.
Yes. As will be the Radius Books holiday sale, which continues today. The sale goes from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Over there on East Palace Avenue. It's like we've discussed before, a very interesting building. But photographer Gabe Block is going to be there taking Polaroids during the sale for
a
price.
They still have Polaroids?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And there's a story. I interviewed Gabe Block last week about her new monograph, her huge, gigantic, heavy, beautiful, gorgeous monograph created by Santa Fe's Radius Books. And she's going to be over there taking Polaroids. I'm sure that there will be a chance to speak to her and spread some holiday cheer. Books, especially photo books, I think, which is sort of, as far as I'm concerned, the last bastion of books, are great holiday gifts. And Radius is a great place to get them because they're local.
I just got an email from Collected Works Bookstore saying, yes, you can buy e-books from Collected Works Bookstore. You visit their website, and which you can just go to, put a search engine in Collected Works Bookstore, and then you click on the Google e-books icon on the right-hand side, and you can get instructions on how to buy your e-books. And this has been one of the great questions about how independent bookstores are going to stay in business in the face of the fact that everybody seems to be buying iPads and Kindles and all those other things. And now you can get ebooks at Collected Works. Basically, the price is the same. There are apps for it, and you can just shop on their site, and you can basically shop local and get your ebooks.
Yeah.
I think this is very big news.
It is big news. I'm glad that Collected Works is doing that.
Yeah. They're smart.
Yeah. But if you're like me and you prefer, I mean, I read some books online. But I really prefer to hold a book in my hand and then be able to pass it off to somebody else.
I like the passing it off to somebody else. There's also this thing which may be going away. You know how when you go over to somebody's house who you're just getting to know, you can tell a lot about them by their bookshelf?
Uh-huh.
If everything's on a little device, that piece of clue goes away.
I know. You have to wait for them to go to the bathroom, and then you have to sneak, and then you have to find their password. And It's a lot of work.
It's much harder.
Trust me, it's a lot of work.
Yeah, especially finding their password.
Yeah. Oh, here we go. The ice menorah lighting on the plaza. 8 days of Hanukkah are going to be celebrated. The first night, of course, is December 20th. Lighting of the giant ice menorah beginning at 3 p.m. Tuesday, December 20th on the Santa Fe Plaza. And each day around sunset through December 28th, they're gonna sort of light one of the arms of this big ice candelabrum. And let's see. This is, of course, the Shabbat Jewish Center of Santa Fe is putting this on. There's also a Hanukkah dinner at the center on the 23rd. And then there's a Hanukkah on the plaza celebration on the 25th, which is obviously next week. And then, of course, Hanukkah on ice at the Chavez Center, Community Center, on Tuesday, December 27th. And you can find out information about all that stuff on page 72 of Paso Tiempo today.
Excellent.
So there's some Hanukkah stuff going on. What else? Oh, I've talked about great music. Joe West in the Santa Fe Review Christmas Spectacular. There's a story about this in the Paso Tiempo, and I believe that starts tonight at 8 p.m. over at El Museo Cultural de Santa Fe, over there in the rail yard. There's a story about it in today's Paso Tiempo. Joe West is awesome, and he's got his Barrel Cactus String Quartet, Felicia Ford, the Snow Angel Choir, cellist Michael Cott, violinist Phoenix Avalon, and a whole bunch of other people. You can get tickets through the thelensictickets.santafe.org, 988-1234. There's another performance, I believe, on Saturday. Yes, and there's two on that day, 3 and 8 p.m. So lots of great music from Joe West, who never fails to surprise and entertain.
Yeah, he's wonderful.
Yes.
And I heard the other day that he has a show on KSFR.
I haven't heard it.
Yeah, I haven't heard it yet either. But
is it new?
I guess so. Somebody mentioned that to me the other day. Okay, Chuscales, the great guitarist at San Miguel Mission with special guests Mina Valle Fajardo, who's a flamenco dancer, and flamenco vocals, cajon, and a couple of other dancers and guitarists, Wednesday, December 21st, 7:30, San Miguel Mission at 401 Old Santa Fe Trail. You can buy tickets advance or at the door. You can go to brownpapertickets.com or call 466-3116. You can also go to santafeperformanceexchange.org, and that should be fabulous.
Have you read this new book, And So It Goes, Kurt Vonnegut, A Life?
No.
There's a signing by the author, Charles J. Shields, and that signing is at 6 p.m. on Monday the 19th, my mom's birthday, at Collected Works Bookstore. Again, at Collected Works Bookstore,
yes.
A real actual book. And the real actual author is going to actually be there, actually signing it. It's a huge tome. I devoured it in about 4 days.
Really?
It's delicious, and there's a story in today's Paso Tiempo.
And what day is
20.
That?
This is on December 19th at 6 p.m. at Collected Works Bookstore.
Also at Collected Works Bookstore, tomorrow from 9 to 11 in the morning, a special book signing by Patricia Foreman of her book City Chicks with a how-to guide for keeping chickens in an urban environment. And she'll be signing books at the Santa Fe Farmers Market, not at the bookstore. And then also at 9:30 in the morning, the Opera Briefings and Breakfast Series for a discussion on Handel's Rodelinda. That's before the simulcast at the Lensic. And then also on Saturday at 4 o'clock, gosh, what a busy day, which we talked about just a few minutes ago, third annual holiday show of Christmas, reading Christmas stories aloud with Ally McGraw, Bob Martin, Carol McGiffin, and Jonathan Richards. That's a family event. Sunday at 2, not that they aren't all family events, but depends whether your children like opera. Sunday, December 18th at 2 o'clock, author Sergio Troncoso is presenting his two latest books. From This Wicked Patch of Dust is a novel about Mexican-American family that struggles to stay together. And Crossing Borders, Personal Essays is a collection on the author's own beginnings, his impoverished beginnings, his experiences at Harvard and Yale, his stories of marriage and fatherhood. Monday, you've already talked about, and then Thursday of next week, holiday book signing with local authors. A whole list of local authors, so check that out on Thursday. It doesn't say what time, but you can look at their website while you're buying your e-books.
While you're buying your e-books, exactly. Ooh, the Bauman Marionettes are on Sunday.
Oh, cool.
The tradition continues. The family-friendly event. There's two short skits with the Marionettes, and there's an art-making project. There's a Q&A session with the Marionettes. And there's a Find Freckles Gallery Treasure Hunt. And that's 1 to 4 p.m. on Sunday, and there's no charge for that. And that is at the New Mexico Museum of Art over there on West Palace Avenue. And there's a story about this in today's Paso Tiempo. On that note, the Young Native Artist Show and Sale, Saturday and Sunday, work by the children and grandchildren of the Palace of the Governor's Portal Artists. And that's 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the Meme Community Room at the New Mexico History Museum. And again on Sunday.
Like the artists of the portal?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's their children and grandchildren.
Cool.
So it's their work. And that sale continues at the Meme Community Room at the History Museum from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Sunday. And there's no charge to get into that, which is cool.
Excellent.
What else? Busy McCarroll's having a birthday. And she's having what she calls Sagittarians Unite on on Saturday.
Yeah, they all have so much in common.
At 8 p.m., she and her Ambassadors of Pleasure and the Santa Fe Supernovas are going to be performing over at their Vanessa at 8 p.m. on Saturday. And there's a small cover, but happy birthday, Busy McCarroll.
Anyway. And tonight at Gig, Roger Landes and Douglas Goodhart. That's at 7:30 in the evening. An eclectic duo playing Irish, French, French-Canadian, American old-time, Cajun, and some Balkan music.
Wow.
And then tomorrow from 11 to 3, a mandolin workshop with Sharon Gilchrist. That's also at Gig. And then Saturday, Bruce Dunlap at 7:30 in the evening at Gig. And then Thursday, boy, there's a lot going on there. Thursday, December 22nd, Eileen Meyer is doing a solo concert at 7:30. And she is a singer. And she sings a musical story of the dance between human consciousness and the cosmos. Just saying.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's a mouthful. Speaking of cute little animals... I mean, kittens aren't the only ones around here, but there's a lot of older animals, too, that need to be celebrated. And Kindred Spirits Animal Sanctuary is having its Christmas open house. The Kindred Spirits Animal Sanctuary is basically the hospice for senior animals. And on Saturday the 17th from 3 to 8 p.m. out there on New Mexico 14, it's about 20 minutes south of Santa Fe, they're having their annual sort of holiday get-together. And
have I mentioned they're incredibly wonderful?
Yes, they're incredibly wonderful. And they do very good work. And you get to hang out and, you know, meet the animals and meet the staff. And
I love those animals.
And learn more about what they do there, too. I heard you talking to Mr. What was his name? Kevin Clash?
Kevin Clash, yeah.
Kevin
well,
Clash.
We talked about the movie with the director. Couldn't get Kevin, who is the creator of the Elmo character of the Muppets. Mm-hmm. I love him. I mean, this documentary, I mean, I don't know him personally, but the documentary just made you fall in love with this whole person and his life and what he did.
Yeah, talk about a guy with a dream and following through on it.
Yeah, just a calling, you know, a gift.
Yeah.
I loved it.
It's great. There's a great review by Bob Kerr in today's Paso Tiempo. He gave it 3.5 chilies, which ain't bad.
That's a lot of chilies.
Yeah. Wayne Lee, who recently joined us over at Paso Tiempo, wrote a great review of Jane's Journey, just a documentary about the chimps, Jane Goodall.
Did we actually say that the movie was called Being Elmo and it's at the CCA?
I think we forgot that part.
Okay.
I think it opens today at the CCA.
Yep.
So go to ccasantafe.org and you can find out the times there under the Cinematheque site. And then, what's opening? Oh, the Jane Goodall documentary is opening at the Screen today. And four chilies. So we've got a 3.5 and a 4 chili in the Paso Tiempo
today. I love Jane Goodall, too.
Yeah. She's marvelous.
She's amazing.
Yeah. Love her. What else is going on? What else is going on? We talked about the Young Native Artists. We talked about Charge C. Oh, the Santa Fe Concert Band's annual holiday concert is on Monday the 19th at 7 p.m. at the Lenzic. And there's no charge for this. This will get you in the mood for the holidays.
Yeah, in case you're not already.
Yeah. Well, it's taken me a while. You know, I put the tree up and I just didn't, it was, whatever. You know.
All right.
It just wasn't the same, you know. I think as you get older, it doesn't feel the same.
It's not as magical as it used to be.
No. You do need to have little ones around. Dogs don't count.
They do not count.
No. Unless they're little puppies.
Yeah, but they don't know Christmas from any other day. They really, truly don't. They're not religious.
Dogs are atheists?
I think they are.
Yeah.
I think they are. That's why you can never get them to participate in your abstinence programs.
Oh, dear. Oh, the Desert Corral on Tuesday. Here's some more stuff to get you in the mood. Carols and Lullabies, 7:30 p.m. at the Cathedral Basilica of St. Francis of Assisi. That is at, 7:30 p.m. Tuesday the 20th. Over there at the Cathedral Basilica. And tickets are available, of course, at the Lenzit. And that'll get you in the mood for the holidays if nothing else does. There's just a lot of music. There's the Nutcracker Swing on Thursday the 22nd. I think there's more than one performance of this, so don't get me wrong. But Bobby Shue and the Tribute Trio perform Ellington and Strayhorn's Nutcracker Suite for Jazz Band, 7 p.m. on Thursday at the St. Francis Auditorium. And you can find out more times and tickets and stuff like that by going to the Lenzic, 988-1234.
And every year I go to the Lenzic on Christmas Eve.
To hear carols and
whatnot?
And this
year is no exception. No, the Santa Fe Con, basically symphony.
Yeah. And it's usually packed, right?
It's usually packed. Yep.
I don't think I've been to that in quite some time.
It's fun. Yeah. It's sort of become our little tradition. We go every year and we sit in the balcony.
Well, it's good to have traditions like that.
Yeah.
You know?
And then we come home and eat.
I would probably eat in town just because I don't live in town.
Yeah.
And I would make a night of it because, you know, you got to squeeze as much as you can out of a night in town if you don't live in it.
Well, yeah, the squeezing is good, but my dear mother loves to prepare a whole buffet and make nice food and stuff like that.
Oh, nice.
We have all these Christmas tablecloths that we've been using since probably I was about 1 year old or before. So, you know.
Tradition. I actually weaseled out of hosting Christmas Eve and Christmas Day this year at the house. My partner's sister is going to do it, so we're going to go over and mess up all her dishes.
Excellent.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. And I don't know, we're doing a show next week.
The operative word being mess?
Mess, yeah. Well, I'll clean up if I'm not too, you know, full. We've got a Christmas show next week with Robert Knott is going to be joining us.
Robert Knott will be joining us and no doubt singing Christmas carols.
I'm glad somebody's going to do it because I get these invitations to go caroling and I'm just not a confident caroler.
Yeah.
You know,
some jobs are best left to Robert Knott.
Yeah. Or Dean Martin, but in his absence, we have Robert Knott.
Yeah, and he's been absent, I think, for some time.
Dean Martin or Robert Knott?
Dean Martin,
yeah. But we'll have fun. Well, it's a whole hour. It's going to be a Babapalooza.
Yeah, it's a Babapalooza from 8:05 or 8:07 a.m.
Yeah.
Until 9.
With a Mary Charlotte cherry on top. It's going to be awesome.
And Rob DeWalt sauce.
Moving on.
Yes.
Oh, I want to say very briefly, talk about the Media Hive, which is this great thing that's been developed by Jason Goodyear, who's a sort of music producer and a sound architect and whatnot. And he's got this great thing going on, I believe, the third Saturday of every month. And this Saturday is the first one. It's called Media Hive, which is basically gets people together to workshop an idea, generally a creative one. And the workshop is always followed by a performance. And this Saturday at 7 p.m. at the Santa Fe Complex's New Digs on 2nd Street, he has invited Brian Mayhall from the trio D Numbers to come in and discuss his process for creating music and performing music. And then Brian's going to perform for everyone. And I wrote about it today in my Soundwaves column. And this idea is I think it's very loose intentionally right now until they figure out what it's going to be. They're going to let it define itself as time goes on. You can find out more information by calling 577-8036. And there's a little bit of info on the Santa Fe Complex website.
Excellent. Yeah. Santa Fe Complex is what we haven't. I don't know if I haven't gotten their emails lately or what, but we haven't announced them lately. So I'm glad you did. You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. Rob DeWalt is with us every Friday speaking of the arts. We are streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santaferadiocafe.org, thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe, and my email is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Please stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's fabulous award-winning news team. And after that, jazz. Thanks so much to Marilyn LeBlanc. Thanks so much to everybody who donated during our fun drive yesterday. It was terrific. And hey, Rob DeWalt, have a great weekend.
Have a great weekend. Happy Hanukkah, everybody.
Happy Hanukkah. We'll see you next week. Ciao.